With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Not long ago, fiction writer, columnist, and former actress Emily Prager was reading a book about daily life in Nazi Germany. Prager, too young to remember World War II, learned that the Nazi Party was male-oriented and, in fact, anti-woman.
Now, under the race laws, single women were not citizens of the Reich. And this was particularly interesting to me because, of course, Hitler's girlfriend was a single woman, childless, a woman who wore makeup, designer clothing.
Whereas the ideal Nazi woman was plain, earthy, and bore lots of children for the fatherland. Emily Prager also discovered that the Nazis were into things often considered healthful and peace-loving.
Hitler was a total vegetarian, rabid anti-smoker, teetotaler.
Which brings us to Emily Prager's novel, Eve's Tattoo, about an American woman who becomes obsessed by a woman in a photo taken in a Nazi concentration camp. A woman defiantly raising her arm to display her tattooed ID number. Eve tattoos her arm with the same number and begins to fantasize about the woman in the picture. In the process, Eve discovers some things about herself.
Such as some inherent anti-Semitism that she has.
After writing Eve's tattoo,
I came to the conclusion that definitely the control of motherhood in any way by law is a totalitarian impulse.
And that there may not have been the mass killing without the mass breeding.
You know, Hitler basically had his hands in the underpants of every German woman.
Emily Prager's Eve's Tattoo is an innovative, moving, and sometimes darkly funny story about the Holocaust. Now a Vintage Contemporaries paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.